grasp on myself. He set off the explosion that would be the last night I saw before my burial, the second voice of the monsters that taunted me as I lay sleepless in the abyss for untold millennia. Eventually, I settled into a fugue state of sleepless dreams. Having given up on hope for escape, freedom became as ephemeral as light and the breeze on my flesh. My arms pinned to my sides, incapable of ending my existence, I became like the rocks that blanketed me, implacable and inert. Time flowed, a great river no man can hope to tame, and I felt the passage slowly eradicate everything except the spark of hatred that flickered in my chest. In the rare moments of clarity, I blew on the ember to keep it burning, for it had become all there was to my universe. No sun or moon. The elements dissolved into the ever-present night that filtered between the rubble to bathe me in its pure embrace of emptiness. An itchy acceptance that this was all there was for me. A faint quiver passed through my tomb, subtle and nearly unnoticed by my half-woken state. Then another shook the earth around me, and I snapped fully conscious for the first time in I could not recall how long. The vibrations sang to me as the rubble shifted. The slabs of stone rang out with the taste of hope as the tightness pinning me down was eased. I could not describe the joy that swept over me as I pulled one arm free and frantically worked to free the other. I twisted like an earthworm through the tons of fallen earth, instinct pushing me forward. The regularity of the vibrations filled me with a foreign sensation after so long trapped in this hellish silence. Hope. Over what may have been days or months or even years, I finally felt something I had forgotten. The feel of fresh air circulated through the rocks. I redoubled my efforts at pushing my way through the invisible wreckage of the fallen mineshaft. My flesh tore, yet my mind remained fixed on reclaiming my vengeance, on unleashing my rage that snarled and snapped at the back of my mind. When I broke out of my tomb and into the spacious confines of the new shaft, I felt a deep fear of the sudden openness around me. After so long trapped, pinned in a place, I was free. Strange machinery lined the tunnel around me, and for a moment, I wondered if I had stepped into a new plane of existence. Had I dug my way from one hell into an alien landscape? No, I saw some things that were familiar, or familiar enough to figure out the use, and some signs in English with curious translations in Spanish beneath. I remembered tensions between Spain and America were flaring up along the Texas border. It was all too much to comprehend. A new world with my regained freedom overwhelmed me. It was then a bright light came from around a corner and blinded me. For so long in the darkness, to now be blinded, I lost control. When I came to my sense again, the man who had been torn to pieces, the parts impaled on all the stark reminders of the time I had lost. His torch, that burned without flame, lay in the ground, the blinding white dulled by a splash of crimson across its eye. I picked it up, and the foreign quality of the substance from which it had been made was slick with blood, and it fell from my grasp to the floor where the light died. My mind splintered again and again as I tried to understand exactly how long I had laid buried underground. The burgeoning sense of freedom was replaced by a near-blind panic as new fears assaulted me about the world beyond my tomb. Then something began glowing and screaming from one of the chunks strewn around the area. I fled without thought, lost in this horror from my prison and now the sense of my latest crime. When I burst out of the mine, I calmed briefly as I saw the woods all around. This was no different from my time. For a moment, I felt a sort of peace again for the first time in what I feared was centuries. And then I saw something odd. Red lights that seemed to hover off the ground and flash repeatedly went in a long line through the forested land. Then I heard a low rumble of some great beast, and when I turned my head, I saw what I can only describe as a dragon flying toward me. Now I ran into the woods to escape the creature's vision. I ran and ran between trees and down trails, without thought except for running far away. Eventually, I stumbled out of the tree line.